أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الرحمن علم القرآن، خلق الإنسان علمه البيان، الشمس والقمر بحسبان، والنجم والشجر يسجدان، والسماء رفعها ووضع الميزان، ألا تطغوا في الميزان، وأقيموا الوزن بالقسط ولا تخسروا الميزان، والأرض وضعها للأنام، فيها فاكهة والنخل ذات الأكمام، والحب ذو العصف والريحان، فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان؟ خلق الإنسان من صلصال كالفخار، وخلق الجان من مارج من نار، فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان؟ المشرقين ورب المغربين، فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان؟ مرج البحرين يلتقيان بينهما برزخ لا يبغيان، فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان؟ يخرج منهما اللؤلؤ والمرجان، فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان؟ وله الجوار المنشآت في البحر كالأعلام، فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان؟
عباس يا عين عبد العائلة عبد العبيتين ترى حركته كده عبي فاروق عيني عيني عبي فاروق سامنے آئے الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى the nikah and the dua مولانا عباس and مولانا حسن will decide who's doing what. My work is just to make little bar chak chak, that's all I can do, and that also not properly. حافظ فاروق کی سامنے آیا. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says in the Qur'an Pak, وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ بِالْمَعَرُوفِ وَلِلْرِجَالِ عَلَيْهِنَّ دَرَجَةٌ وَاللَّهُ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. In another ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعَرُوفِ. So in the first ayat, Allah ta'ala says that وَلَهُنَّ woman for them, مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ with women have got rights which are similar as the rights which are upon them. That is, the husband also has got rights. Wife also has got rights, husband has also got rights. And what is interesting to note here, that Allah first mentioned the rights of the woman before the rights of the man. Ulama have written the reason for this is, woman is the weaker sex, sanfe nazuk, and many times it happens that the woman's parents have passed away, Now if she has a problem, whom must she go to? She can't go to her brothers, she can't go to her sisters, she got no resort where to go to. So Allah says, I take their part. I am their wakil, I am in charge of them. So Allah Ta'ala intercedes on their behalf also and informs them that they got rights, fulfill their rights. And men also have got rights. وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ Men have also got rights. But man is more stronger. He demands his rights. He fights for his rights. He gets his way done. He forces the issue. But with woman it is difficult. And all this, the rights of the man and the rights of the woman, بِالْمَعَرُوفِ. And بِالْمَعَرُوفِ, the ulama have written, there are two interpretations. One is bil urf, according to society, sober, healthy society, what they regard as the rights of the wife, as the rights of the husband, those rights must be fulfilled. The wife must recognize that in a good, noble, sober society, what are the rights of the husband, accordingly she must fulfill them. Similarly, the husband must fulfill the rights of the wife. The other meaning bil ma'ruf is that according to Sharia, according to Quran and Hadith, which Allah has defined, that is the basis. And the norms of society keep on changing. And in different parts of the world, so that also must be considered. The norms of society in different times and different places, it changes, that must be also kept in mind to have a healthy married life. And then the laws of Allah, the most highest, and the way of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. An easy example by which we can all understand this is like there is a cart, a horse cart, and it has got two wheels. So if the right side wheel is on its place doing its work, the left side wheel is on its place doing its work, this cart will move nicely. But if both wheels are on one side and one side no wheel, like for example, the wife also goes out to work. Now she's not at home to look after the house. She's not at home to look after her children, to make the ta'aleem and tarbiyat, which Shariat has given this duty to the mother, that her proper Islamic upbringing. Not only upbringing, she is to see to the upbringing of the children, but in our context, an Islamic upbringing. And the education also the mother must see to. So if the mother is going out to work and the husband is also earning, so both wheels are on one side, that cart cannot function properly. And if the mother is doing her duty, to see to the house, the needs of the house, and on this side here, the husband doesn't go and work, he's not earning, he's also lazy, sitting at home, that cart also is not going to move right. So the work which Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed with, that the man's work is to go out and earn. The housework, household lady, her work is to see to the house, the necessities of the house, etc. Then when she gets children, to see to them, their education, their tarbiyat, Islamic culture, Islamic norms, Islamic ethos must be in them, so that cart will move nicely. And then, so to say, the person who is leading this horse and cart is Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we should see the hadith and the teachings of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And according to that, the husband must also lead his life, the wife must also lead her. And the commandments is the power behind this cart, and that is of Allah Ta'ala. Keep Allah Ta'ala's orders and commands also in mind. So that will be the fuel, the power in this. And the tariqah, the method of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And basically it is with much more detail, which we cannot of course expound now, is the husband must see to his side of his work, the wife must see to her side of the work. In this way, this married life will carry on very nicely. The cart will move smoothly. It will just keep on sailing and going towards goodness and towards Jannah. The other ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, just to give one example, that the wife must do her duty, the housework, looking after the children. One husband returned home one day after work, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, whatever time, and he found his children are still in last night's pajamas. They haven't changed. They didn't wash the whole day. They didn't wear clean clothes. They haven't eaten. They are hungry. The whole house is in a mess. The kitchen is in a mess. Wondering what happened today. Where is my wife? The children, the house in a mess. He finds his wife under the blankets. Asks, you sick? What's wrong? You're not well? She said, no, I'm perfectly well. Nothing wrong. Then he became angry. The children are not dressed. The house is dirty. It's in a mess. So she said that always you say, I do nothing. I sit on the phone the whole day and talk. So today I decided to do exactly that. That I didn't. So when we do nothing, then this is the result in the house. You don't understand how much work we do. Then you come to a clean, neat house. You come to the meals which are ready, hot dish which are ready. Children are dressed and they are clean and they have been seen to so much, but we don't understand how much the woman do for us. And we don't acknowledge, we don't appreciate, we can't say one jazakallah also. We just take things for granted. And sadly, the woman also take everything for granted. The husband is working so hard, he's earning, he's paying the telephone account, he's paying the water and light account, he's seeing to the grocery, everything is found ready in the house. Lights are burning always, water is flowing, but the wives don't say one jazakallah. You have made my life so easy, I don't have to worry. Appreciation is not there. We should learn to acknowledge, to appreciate, and express that appreciation. That is also very, very important. In the other ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, and live with them, treat them also in the way of ma'ruf. Ma'ruf, again the same two meanings. That is, according to a normal, sober society, what is understood, what are the rights of the wife. Don't try and impose those rights on the wife, which is of a society, which is of very good, strong Islamic norms, which is not existent today. If those qualities you want to impose on her today, you'll break. Like our Shaykh, Hadrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab, Rahimullah, used to say, that if a doctor, a Hakim, has to prescribe the prescription to clean the stomach, what do you call it? Laxative. If he has to prescribe a laxative of the Hakims of 500-600 years ago, then first dig the grave of the patient and then give him that laxative. Because not only will he be running to toilet, you'll have to bury him. Today we can't take that. Our tabiat is not like that. We haven't got that strength to endure that. So it's very nice to speak of the high norms and the ideal thing, but we have to be practical in the implication of it also. So Shariat has allowed for this also. And that is within the laws of Shariat. Not now, woman wants to run around with any bad type of dressing and going to wrong places. We say, no, that's the norm in society today. No, that also, of course, is not right. But we must keep that in mind. And the laws, and the second controls the first, that the bil ma'ruf, according to the laws of Allah, and according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So treat them in that way. Yeah, again, the ulama mufassirin have written that wa'ashiruhunna, Allah has given the hukam, the order to the man, that treat them in a nice way. Because they got nobody to defend them in many cases. And they are standing on their own. They are weak also. They haven't got recourse to anything really. They are weak. So Allah stands on behalf of them. So that is a strong warning for a man. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says that remember that the women haven't got really any recourse. We might think that modern society, democratic governments have given a lot of rights for women. That's all on paper and it is all in work. Practically, the women are suffering also. And that is not the solution, the law courts. How many husbands are not paying maintenance? What can the court do? They can just review their judgments again and again. What can they do? We have scones. He doesn't pay. How many husbands ill-treat their wives? The judge himself ill-treats his wife. What judgment is he going to make that you must give treat the wives properly? The only thing is, if we have that iman and yaqeen on the words of Allah, that Allah is fighting their case. So our Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi says that if the wife, you treat her badly, you have ill-treated her, and she got nowhere to go to, she turns around and sleeps, and tears start flowing from her eyes, and she turns to Allah Ta'ala, and Allah hears the plea of that woman, you got no chance in life now. When Allah will hit you, He'll hit you, and you don't know what hit you from what side. Then you'll say some jadu happened. Then you'll say financial problem. Then you'll say some other thing. But it is that you made zulm on one of the creation of Allah. And there are so many instances that when we do zulm on somebody, the repercussion and the effect of it is very, very terrible. Maulana Thanvi rahmatullahi, what a great alim, author of 1,000 kitabs. One day his wife told him that I'm going out in the neighborhood to visit some ladies. So the fowls they had in the yard, that on a certain time is the time to open the fowls, let them move around freely, then they can go and eat, etc., find their food. Maulana, so busy in deen, author of 1,000 kitabs, whole day and night in the matters of deen, he forgot. He didn't open the fowls. Now, as usual, he set to write his kitabs, which normally, as he writes, he doesn't even have to think. Allah sends inspiration, and the pen just moves. Allahu Akbar. Maulana Thanvi rahmatullahi's knowledge was such that he made bayan, he wrote kitabs, and people used to wonder where Maulana gets this knowledge from. Somebody asked one of his wife that, what does, which kitabs Maulana studies? Then he comes and make bayan. What bayans he makes? She said, I only saw him with two kitabs my whole life. Quran Sharif, Munajat Maqbool, Dua Kitab. But Babandi on Deen, Allah inspires. So with that inspiration, he was busy writing, but his pen is not moving. No inspiration come. And when we know reality, we'll know it's not anything else, this is from Allah. So he turns to Allah, Ya Allah, what wrong have I done? Today we do a lot of wrong and we think we are the best and we do everything right. Ya Allah, what wrong have I done that no inspiration is coming? I can't write my kitab. Then Allah opened it on his heart. My makhluk, the fowls, are locked up in the fowl run. And they haven't got food, they haven't got water. So Allah stopped the inspiration. He realized, he went himself, he didn't send somebody. He went himself, opened the fowls, saw to them that they get their food, their water. When he started now writing, the pen just flowed again. So that is for fowls. If we ill-treat our wives, what good can we expect? This is a very, very valuable makhluk of Allah, the woman form. And every Nabi was born from a woman. Even Isa alayhi salam, who did not have a father, but he was born from a woman. So this is the importance of fulfilling their rights. The ulama of tafsir have written, وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, treat them in a good way. There are three ways that you can treat your wives. One is by making zulm, ill-treating them, doing wrong to them. That is very serious. And we might think it's easy to swear the wife, to accuse her, to speak badly to her, etc. And nobody can do anything to me. Allah takes care. And if Allah has to put a case against you and sentence you, you stand no chance. Nobody can give you reprieve in them. The other is bil-adl, with justice. Meh-meh, tu-tu. She swears you, you swear her. She swears your parents, you swear her. A couple were going in a car for a drive, carefree drive, and argument started. So they stopped talking to one another. So the husband, to break the silence, as they passed a farm in which there were all types of animals, horses, donkeys, dogs, rabbits, all types of animals. So the husband told the wife, that's all your family, isn't it? So she said, yes, it's my in-laws. So you may do, you'll get it harder than what you expect also. So what adl, but don't treat them with justice also. The next stage is bil ihsan, with kindness. Fihi ta'limul ihsan ila nisa. That in this the command, وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, Allah is commanding. Ihsan is, she tells you, your mother is a witch. You tell her your mother is a fairy. She tells you your father is a dog. You tell her your father is, mashallah, what a buzurg, is a farishta. So in this way, you will win her over very, very soon. But she tells you bad, in return you tell her bad, and natural insan jazba is to say, that she took out my fault, I'll take out 10 faults of hers. She took out, you take out one fault of hers, she wants to take out 10 faults of hers. But bil ihsan, what in this way, that you overlook not only what fairness and justice, but that you show kindness towards it. وَفِيهِ تَعْلِيمُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَى النِّسَاءِ وَالرِّفْقَ بِهِنَّ, and to treat them softly and kindly. Allah's command, Allah's Rasul's command. One time when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was traveling in a caravan of the camels, and the ladies were also with the camel driver, the driver was going very fast. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, slower your pace, don't go so fast. You have got glass goblets with you, those glass that is made with china glass. That very fine glass, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam referred to the woman like this. Allahu Akbar. On one occasion, in the majlis of Dr. Iqbal, mention was made that in Masjid al-Nabawi, a cat had given birth to her little kittens. And now they're going to cause a mess in the masjid, etc. So the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu started chasing the cat out of the masjid with her kittens. Allahu Akbar. What did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? It's gonna bug out. Don't chase that mother, the cat, the mother now. Ye amma ho ke. She has become a mother. Respect her. For a cat, so much of respect. That she has become a mother, respect her. How a woman become mothers, we don't respect them. Then we, how we ill-treat them. When we married them, then they had figures like Coca-Cola bottles. Young 17, 18 year old girl. And then when she gets 4 or 5 children, now she got a figure like a 200 oil drum. Now she's no more that young girl that is so beautiful. Now we start treating her, we tell her bad things also. That you look like that old studio baker cars. And we want now more than you're looking for. You don't look at other Coca-Cola bottles now. When she came to you, she came as a Coca-Cola bottle. Now respect. So what with him, what kindness. What sabr ala a'wajihim. And make sabr on their crookedness. It has been mentioned, women have been created from the left rib of man. So this left rib is irregular, it is not straight, it is a bit crooked. And from there, so you supply the raw material which is crooked, so your product will also be crooked. So you supply the raw material, so don't expect a straight product now. Now accept it as it has come, accept it like that also. And very interesting that this rub has been referred to, the upper rub, that is that cover, that protects the heart. You look after the woman, she will protect your heart. You will find happiness. The married object of marriage, لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا, so you find sukoon. But you break that rub, you break a heart. This glass, if you break it, how can you put water, anything in it? So you break the heart of the woman and you expect her to love you and tell you words of love and kindness, but you broke her heart. What can you get from a broken heart? Broken words you will get. You won't get good words. So look after that heart of hers. So, and also Allah didn't say that Allah made woman from the bone of the lake. So don't make her football and kick her and ill-treat her. Allah didn't make her from the bones of the knuckles. So don't make her a boxing bag and you box her and you ill-treat her. Allah didn't make her from the bones of your head, your skull. that you put her on your head and you don't care about your mother now. My wife is everything in my life, and you throw your mother away. No, your mother is your mother. Respect and honor your mother also. Your wife is your wife. Respect and honor her also accordingly. So she's from the bones of your heart. Look after her and she will look after your heart. So this is very important that we should treat the woman, which Allah Ta'ala says, which the tafsir of it is, ta'aleem fihi ta'aleemul ihsan ila nisa, treat them kindly. They tell you bad things, don't tell them bad things in return, tell them good things. Warrifq bihinna, have sabr on them. They will speak out, their nature is they blurt out anything, they don't verify, they say things, you make sabr. And was sabr ala awajihin, the crookedness, you make sabr. If a woman is straight, then something is wrong with her. If she's crooked, then it's right. Then that is what you can expect. If she is straight, was no. So you expect that, and you call yourself a man, broad shoulders, big heart. So tolerate them, accommodate them. Don't take them to task for every small thing, etc. May Allah Ta'ala make this marriage, all our marriages, we don't have to even make new marriages, our marriages that we have made, Allah make them all marriages of great joy and enjoyment and pleasure. Allah grant the couple here getting married, all of us and all our children on their times, the happiness of deen, dunya and akhirah, and Allah show us all their happiness always, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم أنت الصنع ومنك الصنع تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم ألف بينهما كما ألفت بين سيدنا آدم وسيدنا حواء عليهم الصلاة والسلام اللهم ألف بينهما كما ألفت بين سيدنا موسى وسيدنا صفورا عليهم الصلاة والسلام اللهم ألف بينهما كما ألفت بين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وبين أزواج المطهرات أمهات المؤمنات رضي الله تعالى عنهن اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وارنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه يا الله accept this nikah in all the nikahs of the Muslims. Oh Allah, you honored us with this great ibadat of nikah. Let us consider it as an ibadat and let us fulfill it as an ibadat, as a command of yours in the sunnat way of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, grant this couple, grant them offspring that will be meek, righteous and pious, that will be healthy, beautiful, and coolness of the eyes of the parents. Oh Allah, show us this good happiness of these parents and of their children. Keep them happy in deen, dunya and akhirah. And oh Allah, let us always see the joy and happiness of our children. Oh Allah, grant us all the goodness of deen, dunya and akhirah. Protect us from all the trials, tribulations, temptations of this dunya. Oh Allah, you make us yours, you be ours. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim wa tub alayna ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله. ما شاء الله.